Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions. This is Red Barn Radio.
Boy, you're young and crazy and wild. It'll be the death of me if I don't soon change. But it ain't gonna be today. I'm a downtown devil. I get what I put in. Come Friday night, I'll be drinking Jack and Jim. And Sunday morning, I'll be praying for my sins. It's that downtown devil coming out of me again. Well, it's a damn good thing that the weekend only lasts 2 days. Cause I drive my mama out of her mind. She's homebred double time. I'm a downtown devil. I get what I put in. Come Friday night, I'll be drinking Jack and Jim. And Sunday morning, I'll be praying for my sins. It's that downtown devil coming out of me again. That morning sun rolls in. It's time to start that work week again. But here in about 5 more days, I'm gonna raise some cane. I'm a downtown devil. I get what I put in. Come Friday night, I'll be drinking Jack and Jim. And Sunday morning, I'll be praying for my sins. It's that downtown devil coming out of me again. Coming out of me again. Coming out of me again.
I'm here with Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions, his band of three this evening. And Grayson has recently come out with his first full album. Down on Southland is the name of this CD, and Grayson's been playing some tunes off of this. Can you introduce us to the players up here?
Yeah, for sure. So Ryan Allen over here, he's playing guitar, mandolin, and a resonator tonight. I've never seen him pick up an instrument he didn't know how to play.
Ryan, where are you from?
I'm from Jackson, Kentucky, down in eastern Kentucky.
We got Jesse Peters back here on the drums. We call him the rhythm and flow controller.
Rhythm and flow?
Everything coming in at rhythm and flow, that's what he handles. Very gifted singer, too. We've been playing together, about a year and a half, 2 years-ish?
Is this the core of the Resolutions right here?
Yeah, we're missing our bass player. He's on a cross-country trip with his girlfriend. They're out. He sent me a picture from Coors Field watching the Rockies play tonight. So he's off gallivanting around. The first few times we played together, I don't think it was any earlier than midnight at a house party or something. And had a good time, kind of similar to what we're doing tonight, just kind of jamming.
Well, it's nice to see Linda Jean. It's been so long since we've had her here on the program, a full 7 days. Since she was here with the local honeys last week, we enjoyed it so much. It was really fun.
Well, I've seen 1,000 sunsets that painted all the skies. And I've watched a blue moon dance on a clear Kentucky night. And I've seen the stars burning 1,000,000 miles high. But I've never seen nothing like your eyes. I could roll. Like watched it drift on south to the Gulf of Mexico. And I felt those torrent waters mighty and bold. But your love is the strongest thing that I've known. I could roam the rest of my life searching for something that made me feel just right. Don't know what I'd find, but this much is true. There's not a wonder in this world like you. I said there's not a wonder in this world like you.
What a nice chemistry you guys have together.
I guess probably the thing in the last few months we've worked on the most is doing harmony practices. It's easy playing gigs and stuff all the time. You get in a routine, but you have to sit down and kind of work the kinks out. And that's something we've really focused on, and it's made a huge difference. Something you don't notice, kind of like bass or something like that. You miss it if it's not there. We've tried to work on those harmonies, and both of these guys can sing really well. And so it's nice to have those three-part harmonies going.
Was there a time when you guys were practicing or playing out one night when you sort of, when things sort of gelled and you said, hey, I think we can take this a little bit further?
A big one for me, that was one of the first gigs Ryan played with us, playing lead guitar. He had sat in a couple times, but yeah, you just find that chemistry, and there are a lot of people that can play guitar, and there are a lot of people that can play drums and play bass and play fiddle, but it's hard finding that chemistry where you're all on the same page and kind of feeling the same thing that's coming from the music, because it's like an emotional thing. And so all getting on the same page, that all happened for me, at least on New Year's Eve.
So how did the three of you actually come together? I mean, how did that happen?
Jesse and I used to play at the same bar. Henry Clay's Public House has kind of been where I've established residency, I guess, over the last few years, where I worked on my chops and where I first started playing in Lexington. And he was in a band playing there, and so we met doing that and did a show together, and he told me he'd be willing to play some drums, and so I needed a drummer, was willing to take the gig. Ryan, it's based in social media, I guess. We had a mutual friend who was telling me about this band Horton Holler that he was in, a bluegrass duo out of Moorhead. I was needing somebody for my album release exactly a year ago, and I thought, well, I'm going to hit these Horton Holler guys up and see if they would want to come play. And so they came and opened for my album release at the Old Willie's, locally known. And then Ryan and I struck up a friendship and started bringing him on some gigs, and it all kind of happened organically, I guess, the best way it should.
Wish I could say I hadn't been here before. Oh, girl, I've been here many a time, shaking off another hard night with a couple lines. Be better off if I change my way. I think I'll hold that thought for another day. Shout out.
What is your full-time job?
I'm a general contractor.
Jesse Peters.
As well as a maintenance supervisor at an apartment community here in Lexington. But I'm trying to grow up someday and be a full-time musician myself and see what happens with that. That's why I latched on to this guy, riding his coattails.
And Ryan, what's your full-time job?
I work at a horse farm here in town. And
Ryan Allen.
Basically just do the same thing that I always grew up doing. I just get paid for it now. You know, I cut the grass and, you know, fix stuff when it breaks and just kind of be there for when they need me.
Do you work with horses too, or mostly
as little as possible
on land?
I usually let the professionals handle the horses. There are people there that went to school for that kind of stuff, but I usually try to stay away from them if I can.
And then what about you, Grayson? What's your full-time job?
I went to UK and graduated in 2013 and started working there doing admissions at UK. And so I've been there for almost 3 years now. It's a good day job and keeps me local, and it's something I'm passionate about too. Obviously, growing up a UK fan in Kentucky, it's something a lot of, you're either UK or Louisville, and I was UK, and so it's nice working for a university.
This side question, what's the sport that you played in high school, and what's your favorite sport?
So I was a track and cross country guy.
Okay.
I did track and field for 5 years and really, really enjoyed that. Was in a lot better shape then than I am now. But it was fun. Yeah, I'm definitely glad music has taken the place of all those miles.
I can't imagine what it would be like to come in with dirt on my shoes late at night from the streets of paradise. I often think about, oh, the day that I'd get to work the same clay that my daddy did. Wouldn't that be nice? I'd go to church where my mama did. I'd belt out those same hymns. Wouldn't that be nice? How sweet it would be to feel that green river air blowing through me as I cast another line. I'd go to church where my mama did. I'd belt out those same hymns. Wouldn't that be away sweet paradise, and he took the memories of my sweet life. Can't imagine what it would be like to come in with dirt on my shoes late at night from the streets of paradise.
I didn't want to leave you out of the conversation. Tell folks about yourself and what you do, and you have a new job.
I play with the local Honeys across the southeast region with Montana Hobbs. I also teach at Capital Day School in Frankfort. It's a private school. I'm their kindergarten through fifth grade music teacher. I started today.
Linda Jean Stokely.
It's very scary. We'll see how it goes. It's kind of terrifying. It definitely has given me a huge appreciation for what teachers do, even more. I mean, it's kind of astounding at the work that they do. I think it's kind of amazing. And I also teach private instruction at the Central Music Academy in Lexington. It provides children that can't afford music lessons through grants. They can take music lessons in all styles, and they even have a bluegrass band that I'm leading with Nathan Jones. He's a really great bluegrasser, and so we're having a lot of fun.
Well, I always thought I'd end up down in Nashville, singing for my supper with these songs. Yeah, I always thought I'd end up down on Broadway, but in the bluegrass state.
I would like to thank our guests, Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions, for being with us on Red Barn Radio tonight. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. Cheryl Renfro back there, Adam Schrodinger, Kate Heinonen, and Dave Kelleher. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, thank you all for being here. We enjoyed your presence and we enjoy your support of our mission, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, let's hear it for Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions, who are going to play it out. Thank you.
You're so tired of these city nights. Can't get no sleep with those flashing lights. I lay there restless in my bed. I'd rather run back home instead. And I run back down that old highway, place where I was born and raised. Just like a ghost, I'm out of place much more than most. Less for me here each and every day. Gotta get out of here and head back that way. And I run back down that old highway, place where I was born and raised. Roll up and it gets me high. My family's on the porch. Mama's in the kitchen, cooking up a storm. Been gone so long, it ought to be a crime. Daddy passed me on the shoulder, says you're just in time. And I run back down that old highway, place where I was born and raised.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Grayson, Ryan, Jesse, and Linda Jean, Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions, for being with us tonight.
The word gourmet means higher quality or unique, and the food at West Coast Gourmet Pizza lives up to that name. From sandwiches to salads and pizza, West Coast Gourmet Pizza has it all. For more information, westcoastgourmetpizza.com.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.